So yesterday we were discussing the Ramah. The Ramah seemed to be saying that we follow the Psak of the Rambam. I'm going to read the Rambam again. This is Perek Revi in Hilchos Chanukah. Sorry, not for English. It's a straightforward Rambam, right? Commoners who madlik b'Chanukah. Morning. We just started, right? So how many neiros should I light? Mitzvah she kol. Bais vais madlik ner echad bein shu anshei bayis merubin bein shlo hayibo ella adam echad mahader es mitzvah madlik neros kaminyan anshei habayis. So listen to this: hamadlik es a mitzvah. You mahader, so you want to do more? You want to do the hitter mitzvah? So madlik neros kaminyan anshei habayis ner lechol echad veechad bein nashim bein nashim. So the way the Rambam says, what you know, what you want to do the hitter mitzvah? You're madlik, but who's actually doing the lighting? Think for a second. According, if you read the Rambam, who's the one who's actually lighting the neros?
One person.
One person is. The Baal HaBayis is lighting the number of candles according to the people in his house. He does not say that each person is right. But Mahada Yisrael zeh osim mitzvah and Mahada malik ner lechol echad ve'echad b'layla harishon mosi v'holich b'chol layla v'layla ner echad. Right? Morning. So the way some of the Yachronim point out, you read the Rambam didn't say that the Baal HaBayis lights one menorah, wife lights a menorah, the kids light a menorah. The way the Rambam pashtus is that what? You, the Baal HaBayis, are the only one doing the lighting, but you just happen to light the number of neros. So you light 10 the first night, 20 the second night, 30, right? That's not exactly the way we explained the Rambam yesterday, but if you work it out, that could be one way of learning the Rambam. So now, if the Baal HaBayis is the only one doing the lighting, now we go back to the Ramah. We go back to the Ramah, which we saw yesterday. This you have again, Tuf Resh Ayin Aleph. It is Beis. We'll start with the Mechaber. Why not? Common nearest Madlik, Belaila Bishon, Madlik, Echon, Mikan, Ve'elach, Moisi, Veholich, Echa, Becholaila, Ad Shabalel, Achron, Yihu, Shmona. Vafilu im Rabin, B'nei Habayis, Lo Yaliku, Yosir. Here's the Ramah. Yeshomrim, some say, Dekol, Echa, Mi B'nei Habayis, Yadlik. Each one shall light. So if you look in the Bir Hagola, it has a little asterisk over there. It says, Roi Tzalom, you know what this means? Kimoshim Mefurish Rambam Suya Digmar Sham, Taharikzav Shehaminog Aposha Besvarad, Shiukol Anshe Habayis Malik in there, right? That they're lighting. Ech Malayla Harishon and Mosuif in there, Becholayla Vafilu Im Rabim B'nei Habayis. The way that the Ramah says is a little bit different. The way that the Ramah seems to be learning is that v'chein haminag ha'poshet she'izar litein kol echad ve'echad neirosa b'malkam yuchad. That's what we talked about yesterday, that each one's separated from each other. Kadeshu ha'hekir kama neiros matlikin. But according to the Ramah, it's not exactly the Rambam. The Rambam was saying the Baal HaBayis, one person lights, and according to the way the Ramah is learning, that everybody is lighting their own menorah. Just that's the mahadrim and mahadrim, right? Where?
Right before the Haggadah, it says, Lo Yadliku.
Vafilu im rab ibn Abayis, Lo Yadliku. Shouldn't like more. I mean, just one. Just
Yadliku is plural already.
But it's saying, im rab ibn Abayis.
They shouldn't light, yeah, meaning all they shouldn't light more.
But the idea was we said one person is lighting for everybody, right?
Okay, again, according to the Mechaber, we just have one menorah. You have a lot of people, they shouldn't light more. That was the Mechaber.
Based,
one from the Mechaber, which you'll see. Sephardic Homes, they light. They won. But so. The people of the palace shouldn't light more. Right, so you're saying but they shouldn't light. I mean, he shouldn't light. No one should light more. I'm not sure if. So what's this based upon? This understanding. I'm going to try to explain. The Brisker Rav. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos understand what perhaps this machlokas, this difference is going on over here between the Rambam and the way the Ramah is learning. The Gemara, it's a Mishnah. It starts in Shabbos on Kuf Lamed Gimel. The Mishnah is talking about doing a Bris Mila on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, Osin kol tzarchei hamila b'Shabbos. Right, you can do all the needs of the Mila. Halin, Porin, Motzitzin, V'nosin aleh. is plenis, right? Okay, so you do all these things. The Gemara asks on Amud Beis, Mishni Ketani Kulahu, so once you've told me that you can do all of these things on Shabbos, we know because the Mila is Doicha Shabbos, even though it's a malacha, right, to make a cut. No, Kol Tzorcha Mila Lasuye Mai. So what's it say you can do all things of it? So Gemara says, Lasuye Hadaton Rabbonin Hamal Kolzman Shehu Oisek Mamila. When you're doing the Mila on Shabbos itself, Kolzman, that you're Oseik, that you're still occupied, you're doing, you're working, you're performing the mice of doing the Bris Mila. Choyzer, you could go back if you missed something, if you didn't cut enough of the skin, Bein al Hatzitzin Hama'akvin Esamila, Bein al Hatzitzin She'ein Ma'akvin Esamila. There are certain parts, Rashi explains, there are certain parts of the skin that are Ma'akev, that if you don't cut that, halakhically, it's not a Bris Mila. But yet, there are other parts, Hatzitzin She'ein, that are not Ma'akev, which means that technically speaking, the child is gemal. You did a bris mila. It's not the best mila. It's not the cleanest mila in the world. It's not. It's kosher, but it's like b'di'evin. The things are it's not ma'akiv. It really should have been the part of the skin should have been cut off. So that's kolzman. Your osik. You can go back and you can finish up. Piresh, right? If you've separated, you stop. The mohel is done. He walks away. Puts away the knife. Da da da. Right. Al tzitzin ha'ma'akvin esamila choser. If there's things that are ma'akiv, meaning it's not really a kosher mila, then chozer, you can go back. But if it's something that's not going to be ma'akev, then you're done already, technically speaking, so you can't go ahead and make another cut. So that again, the Rashi learns the Hamal is talking about the Shabbos. They were doing the Bris Mila on Shabbos, which makes a lot of sense. So for the basic, if, in order to make sure I get the kosher mila, that's Docha Shabbos. But the tzitzin hama'akvin, think about what keyword what concept are we dealing with tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin? Looking for two words over here. What category does that belong? Tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin. I apologize for asking you to think this early in the morning. Tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin is a hit or mitzvah. Because the basic mitzvah was done. Kid has a mila. It's not the nicest meal. It's missing a piece. Da da da. So Rashi says you can't go back. You can't go back and do a hit or mitzvah, right? Because technically the kid's fine. So I'm not going to do a hit or mitzvah. Can't be doing a Shabbos. You follow that? That's what Rabbi was. Not everybody learns like Rashi. Some of the Rishonim learn. It's talking about even on a weekday. On a weekday. Again, what are the brides say? The Morris is a case is the mohel is doing the mila and he calls on these osik. If he's still doing it, he missed the spot. He can go back whether it's the ma'akev or it's not ma'akev because he's still doing it. Once he's stopped and he's left, he's finished. So he can only go back now for things that are ma'akev. He can't go back for anything that's not ma'akev. Rabbanu Shlomo, why can't he go back on a weekday, a Tuesday morning bris, mazal tov? Why can't the mohel go back? Oops, mommy, daddy, bring back baby. I missed a few spots. I gotta you know make a few more cuts. Why not? What?
It's causing
tzar,
that's
not. Okay, it's a tzar, but give the kid a nice meal, you know?
Shavu
Yom what? Shavu Yom what? They won't say what?
They won't say that he messed up. There's something icky. That's not.
Oh, on the kid later on? Okay. Comes along the, maybe it's the name of the Brisker Rav. I saw this here, I don't have it at home. There's a lumdus going on over here. And this is going to go right back to Chanukah. You can only do a hitter mitzvah that's connected to the actual original Maisa Mitzvah. You can't have a separation between the Maisa Mitzvah and the Hidder. So even on a weekday, if the Moel has stopped the Maisa Mitzvah, he's done, he was Parish, he stopped. He stopped and he's done, the kid is Gamal. Now I want to go back and do a Hidder Mitzvah? No. You cannot have a break between the Maisa Mitzvah and the Hidder Mitzvah.
So you bench the Esrog on a non-Mahudr Esrog, and then a more Mahudr one comes along.
In Achnami, right. I think Rabbi Mulitsky spoke about that when he came here on Shavuos. He discussed that, Shaila. But over here, now let's go back to Hanukkah. According to the way that the Rambam, what was happening here? We're doing Mahadrim and a Mahadrim. We're doing Mahadrim. So who's lighting Mahadrim in a Mahadrim? It's only the Baal HaBayis. It's only one person. Because you want to do the mitzvah in the most spitz, the highest possible way, then Mahadrim in a Mahadrim, you can't separate the Maisa mitzvah from the Hidder. So the Hidder mitzvah is there. You're going to light how many candles? I'm like 10, 20, 30, 40. But only one person can do it. Only one person can light it because he has to do the Hidder mitzvah. You can't have a break between he's doing it and then the next one, the next one, the next one. So that's something, did you hear it? Based upon this Goren Shabbos, Kuflam and Gimel, about the Tzitzit HaMashin Ma'akvin, maybe that would make a nafkamin as to what's the proper way of performing the Hidder Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah.
What would be the problem? Like,
The problem would be if each person's lighting themselves, the issue, I won't say problem, but the issue would be that each one's doing a hiddur mitzvah separate from the actual ma'isa. Because me'ikar hadin, what's it? Ner isha beiso.
Right, because you don't get a hiddur in Chanukah, going back to Mila. Why
would
I be ma'akev on a weekday?
Ma'akev
implies that there was something bad if you go back.
So if it's ma'akev, it's not a bris, you have to go back. Since in she'ena ma'akvin, it's a kosher Mila. You know, grade the guy, give him a C plus, B minus. Kosher kid passed the course. The mall passed the course. He gave the kid a kosher mila. He got it. It's a kosher mila. The kid is gemal. Al pi halach, the kid's gemal.
Right. So
you and I would say, what's wrong? What's the big deal? Go back. clean up the kid. But according to this, you can't have him. You can't have, again.
You don't get it.
I understand. Rashi is a very smooth reading of the Gemara. It's talking about Shabbos. So, of course, you're not going to go back and do one of the Lama Tes Melachos for a hit or mitzvah. But what's the svar as to why I can't go back even on a weekday? I can't go back on a weekday, says the Brisker Rav, because I can't have a separation between the Maisa and the hitter. Once I had that break, it's not Shaykh. You can't conceptualize having a hitter mitzvah that's separated once I've already done the Maisa. And this goes back to Menachem's question. Now, I benched Lulav on a kosher set, but now a beautiful Lulav and Esra comes along. It's maybe I'm done already. I can't do it. I can't do the hitter mitzvah that day. I did the Maisa already.
So Rashi,
Rashi is in Chol. I think it's the Tur. I was trying to look it up. I think it's the Tur who says that it's on. The Mishnah says we don't pass in that way. I'm just saying, but there's, I think it's the Tur. I was looking around a little bit this morning, but I think it's the Tur who says that's for. Okay, a little bit of lumbus in that. We'll continue with Hashem tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.